got to get this game in. You know, they're looking at a gigantic crowd and, you know, the biggest one ever in Major League Baseball history. By the way, the largest, according to the Associated Press, the largest crowd ever for a baseball game played in a Major League Baseball stadium was here in 1954, where 84,578 went and saw the Indians play the Yankees. And I didn't even hit me that we had that mark. This allegedly outdrew that game. 85,000 tickets were sold for that, for the game at Bristol. And, you know, when you saw the downpour, and then they tried to play the first inning. I get it. I understand why they wanted to do it. They had a lot of people there, and they didn't want to disappoint the fans. And it costs a lot of money to set up a stadium inside a racetrack. That could not have been cheap.
Same guy that did that field did the Field of Dreams field a couple of years ago.
So when they decided they were going to push these guys out on the field to play four outs, it was kind of insane. You know, and you could see it in Tito's face. Like, he's like, I'm going to get my guys hurt. I'm not putting them back out there. This is nuts. And I know they wanted to push the envelope. What I don't understand, how many times have we seen games here, even in Cleveland? And by the way, when a game, the weather controlling interest of the game plays out like this, up until first pitch, it is up to the home team to determine whether the game is played or not. Once they hand that ball to the starting pitcher and he throws it across the plate, now the game is in the control of umpires. That's the normal standard operating procedure when a game is at a home park for any Major League Baseball team. Obviously, this game was special. It was different. And Major League Baseball was there to make the determination whether they were going to play or not. Nobody saw the forecast during the day and said, you know what? Because they ended up playing on Sunday anyway. We're going to hang on to this. I know our partners at Fox, you know, they paid a lot of money to televise this game too. But we're holding this off till Sunday. Like, would that have just not made more? Like, handle it like it's any other game in that situation.
But it wasn't any other game.
They should have just waited till Sunday.
Well, what it should have, could have is true, except for one thing.
I know they wanted to clear out the rest of the Major League Baseball schedule, no, too, so that was the only game.
You had prime time network television on a weekend. And that's a big deal, as you and I both know.
Jeff, your game has no clock.
It
has no ceiling.
It was ridiculous that they tried to start it up again. And I'm watching and I thought, okay, I don't care how good that guy is who put in that field. And the guy did a great job.
Yeah, he did.
An infield of a racetrack is not going to drain like the infield of a ballpark that has been manicured and groomed for, you know, and set up for that.
Yeah.
So we all knew the minute that thing got wet, it was going to be a disaster. And it was. I'm surprised that they put guys out there, and I'm surprised the players didn't walk, if you don't know the truth, because, you know, that makes them very susceptible to injury. And I was stunned that they started that thing up again.
Jeff, you get a 90-mile-an-hour fastball coming at you in the rain. It's hard enough to pick up the ball when it's perfect outside. Now, all of a sudden, you're talking about trying to pick up a fastball in rain? I don't know how you could keep your eyes open.
It was pretty serious rain, too.
It was just silly. Mayor, what were we going to say?
I was going to say, I think one of the hardest parts with a game like that, with having to postpone it, is that people had to travel, you know, from Cincinnati to Bristol, Tennessee, and that's not an easy trek to make. And I'm sure people had work on Monday, so I think it's a big difference between, you know, traveling out there on a Saturday, watching a ball game, staying overnight, and then traveling back on Sunday. So maybe they had that in mind. Because I've been to Bristol in that situation when Virginia Tech and Tennessee played back in 2016.
Right.
I traveled for that game, and if that game had gotten postponed for any reason, I would not have been able to go the following day.
It's baseball, though. Like football, you know how football is going to roll through pretty much anything. I don't think the NFL wouldn't have played in that rain, especially for a preseason game.
I don't know about that.
I was in Tampa for preseason, again, for a preseason game. But maybe before a regular season game, they would stretch it out the entire day to try to get in, especially if you're on a 1 o'clock start. Okay, maybe, but they'll postpone. NFL will postpone. They see any lightning, they're postponing.
Well, they don't have a choice there.
But with that kind of rain, The part I don't understand is they knew what kind of weather was coming in. And they easily could have said something earlier in the day.
They made a business decision instead of a baseball decision. And it was the wrong decision to make. And then when the game actually was played, you know, it was a day game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, kind of anticlimactic. Plus, remember this. You know, they didn't schedule a game on Sunday. If you're going to go to all that trouble to do one, you know, to put a baseball field in the middle of the Bristol Motor Speedway, should you do a weekend series? Or did you just do one game because you were trying to make it, you know, this big spectacle?
I don't understand why they wouldn't do a series either. It's the way the game is.
Unless they thought, okay, people will show up for one of these things, but not three. And then all of a sudden you've got baseball going on in front of 7,000 people at the Bristol Motor Speedway.
I don't know, for the first ever Major League Baseball game in Tennessee, I think they could have done at least two. They play two-game series. I don't think that's that big a deal. And they had plenty of extra seats that if they wanted to bring people over on a rain delay ticket, mm-hmm. they could do that. I don't think they'll do that way again. How's that sound? And also,
weird because part of the field was turf and then the dirt parts were actually dirt. You know, the infield and the mound and the batter's box.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually dirt. And the footing was terrible.
Would they do it again? I don't know.
It was a cool idea. You're trying to spread the game, I guess. You know, make it a big deal. Okay.
I think
salary cap would be better.
You think all of these, yeah. All of these games that were played like during the 70s when we were kids, right? They did whatever they could to get out of cavernous stadiums that had baseball mounds in the middle of a football stadium. You know what I'm saying?
And now what are they doing?
And now they're taking racetracks. And what's next? Football stadium, right? You take a football stadium and put a baseball game in there. I'm wondering what's the next trick they can pull off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What's left? I wonder what's next on the agenda to do one. I like these special games. I think they're fun. I don't know. Would you go watch Guardians Reds at Ohio Stadium if they retrofitted it for a baseball game?
Nope.
I think that might be kind of fun.